Radio Andy.
RadioAndy.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Have you ever woken up, or let me go back, and have you ever had a doctor tell you that you don't need vitamins? You know, I used to have a health food store, and I worked in a health food store in my early days, actually before I started the company. And I would have people come in and tell me, well, you know, my doctor said if I needed vitamins, he would tell me to take them. So I really don't think I need vitamins. Well, let me tell you what vitamins will do for you. First off, everybody, and I do mean everybody, I don't care what your diet is, even if you're eating the ideal diet, all organic foods, the most you'll ever get out of it is 70%. That's the most amount of nutrients your body will absorb. Whether or not you utilize them is another matter, because there are other issues involved. But everybody should be on a B complex. What the B complex does for you, first and foremost, is that it really helps your nervous system function properly. Overall, this is something that is obviously vital to your well-being. In addition to that, the B complex vitamins are essential for healthy skin, muscle tone, hair, your eyes as well. And as we go through the vitamins, you'll begin to see their true value and importance. Another thing is that the B vitamins help with the proper functioning of your liver. And as you know, your liver is a chemical factory. Most people believe that its primary importance is as a filtering system. It is not. The primary purpose of your liver is to manufacture fuel for your body so that everything that you eat ultimately, well, it's one of three things. It's either building material, fuel, or a pollutant. It's really that simple. And as a pollutant, as a toxin, it's going to do multiple layers of damage in multiple arenas. Your B vitamins are also essential for the health of your gastrointestinal tract. They help with digestion, the metabolism of carbs, fats, proteins. They're also known for their work in cellular energy. So you can begin to see that the B vitamins have a lot to offer you. In fact, B vitamins are so important to your existence that they're actually manufactured in your intestinal tract. That's the purpose of probiotics, or the biotic material, the flora in your intestinal tract, Acidophilus, Condinophilus, Lactobacillus, all of these different bacteria, and there's a ton of them. One of their end results or a byproduct are the B vitamins. So you must have them. You know, in playing with B vitamins and thinking about them, and because I do mind-body consultations, I really wanted to take a different kind of a look at the vitamins. And I've done so not only with the vitamins, but with minerals and amino acids. And I do have books that go into all of that, all of the what I call symbology. Some people may call it the energetic value. For me, I'm much more comfortable using the term symbols or symbolic reflection. And as we work together, you will see that I will incorporate that into almost everything that I do. Now, in sitting down and looking at all of the different multiple transactions that B vitamins are involved in, I came up with the symbology that the B vitamins represent, more than anything else, courage and confidence. I don't know if you're aware of this, but your body functionally runs on enzymes and proteins. We all know that amino acids make the proteins. What people may not realize is that vitamins are technically coenzymes. So your B vitamins are essential in almost every enzymatic process in the body. Minerals are technically called catalyst or cofactors. And in that regard, they help to facilitate transactions within the body. And we'll give you some examples of that as we go on. But it's really interesting that a mineral like magnesium is involved in literally thousands of enzyme processes. I remember when I came into the health food industry back in 75, 76, the word was that magnesium was good for like 300 enzyme processes. Well, in those ensuing 38 years that I've been here, obviously they've come up with thousands more. So vitamins are coenzymes and essential for enzymatic processes. Minerals are catalysts and cofactors because they facilitate everything happening. So today we're going to look at vitamin B1. Now, B1 is essential for the following things: for having a healthy mouth. And what that means is your lips, the sides of the mouth, the internal structure in terms of the tissues, all being in a healthy condition. Your skin, soft, pliable, also radiant, looking healthy. Your eyes, they go without saying, you know, that you obviously you need to have good vision because it's one of the things that protects you in life. And your hair, assuming you still have hair. So many people seem to be losing hair. And part of that is due to stress. Another part of that is due to poor circulation, which we will also cover. Vitamin B1 is also essential for things like carbohydrate metabolism, nerve conduction, nerve tissues, so that the cells that make up the tissues themselves are in good health, as well as the muscles. Another thing that's essential with vitamin B1, which we never think about, is digestion. And last but not least, it helps with normal heart function. Now, in looking at these things and wanting to approach them from what I call a symbolic perspective, let us go back through the list and see what some of these, what B1 does. By the way, if you have a question, because I work better from questions than I do, you know, working with what's in my head. There's a lot in here. And so if you ask questions, it helps me to really get into it. But with B1 is considered to be a facilitator. And so going back and looking at the mouth, we see that the mouth is an organ of communication. So B1 would help with that. As far as skin, that's your defenses. Your skin is your protective layer that protects your internal organs. So if there are any skin issues, that immediately tells me that there's a sensitivity that the individual needs to be aware of. If you have eye issues, then that tells me from a different point of view that there's things that you need to see more clearly. And you have to see whether or not, and no pun intended, whether it's nearsighted or farsighted, because either one of those conditions will give you an insight as to what you're going through at any given time. Hair is symbolic of strength. We have this from the story of Samson in the Bible. And so by looking at the B vitamins, all of them together as courage and confidence, and B1 specifically as a facilitator. Now, when it comes to your supplements, if you feel you need this B or that B or this mineral, do not take them separately. Nothing in nature stands alone. What you're going to want to do is to take a complex. And with a complex, you're going to get everything, and always do your B vitamins with food. That way you'll never have an upset stomach. Enjoy the benefits of the B vitamins by getting yourself a good, healthy complex. And with that, enjoy and stay well.